Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hour on the DJV program. It's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen with Doug Steffen on the air everywhere, all around. I was thinking as I was listening to a broadcast on a Los Angeles station yesterday that I should start the program the same way with a big-voiced announcer heard around the country and around the world, because that's true. We are. You'll find it at, you could go to DougSteffen.com. You go to DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV. That's all, folks. Who used to do that? What was that at the end of the cartoon? That's all, folks.
Porky Pig.
Yeah, that's all. That's very good, Jennifer. Do that again, will you, please?
That's all, folks.
Did you have to practice doing that?
No, I just did it for you right now. Come on.
I think you're better at it than I am.
That's all, folks.
Right, okay. Well, that's not all, folks. So, the Colin Kaepernick saga continued over the weekend, and one wonders what the returns were for those who were involved. Anybody observe that? I know that there's a lot of discussion about it. Did he do a good job? Was he hired by somebody? What's his status now?
He's an idiot, is what he is. That's my opinion, but I think the NFL actually tried to extend to Colin Kaepernick, who has said for a long time that because of his kneeling, he has been looked over or passed over by NFL teams. Excuse me. Yuck. That's me. That's also my opinion. Yuck. But Colin Kaepernick was invited by the NFL to have a workout, basically, to have all the teams come in and show him what he has. Well, Colin Kaepernick decided not to show up to that and instead he decided he didn't like the fact that cameras weren't going to be allowed there. So he created his own workout at the same time in a different location at a high school and did his own workout where he was able to have cameras there. Now, some teams, many of them actually showed up to Colin Kaepernick's own workout instead of the NFL's that they had set up for him, but the NFL not too happy with Colin Kaepernick for doing that. And some say he did okay, some say not so much. He hasn't received any offers at this point, but he has sent his tape to every single team in football. The question is whether or not it was appropriate for him to blow off his NFL rehearsal, I guess, or NFL-sanctioned event. I think there are a lot of people that are upset and kind of disappointed that after all these years of him saying that he was being looked over by the NFL or that they weren't treating him fairly, that when he had the opportunity, he kind of snubbed them. So no word is if this will result in anything for him. Colin Kaepernick is 32. It seemed like he wasn't really burning it up in his own workout. I haven't heard that anybody was so blown away that they've extended an offer that they will extend an offer, but now he can probably take the argument off his plate that he's been blocked by the NFL.
Oh. Yeah, you know, he handled this so poorly. I understand. Well, I don't know. I don't have many strong feelings either way about Colin Kaepernick. I agree with his message, but him personally, I don't really care about. But I understand that he felt that the NFL was having this closed door type of audition, if you want to call it that. And he felt that he wanted full transparency and he wanted cameras to be there so that it wouldn't just be, okay, we gave you your shot, but now it's over, all happening behind closed doors. I understand that argument because he's obviously, why would he trust the NFL now fully? I get that. but he handled this in such an immature way, it doesn't help his case at all. And I think everyone kind of agrees that, and including Jay-Z, who apparently behind the scenes was really pushing the NFL to give him a chance. And so Jay-Z apparently is very disappointed. TMZ has been reporting that all weekend. He said that, I guess the quote that is being attributed to Jay-Z is that Colin turned a legitimate workout into a publicity stunt, and so Jay-Z's unhappy with him too. I don't know if he's going to get an offer. There are plenty of teams who could easily use a very skilled and experienced second, third string quarterback. I think no one really questions that his talent is, you know, my husband's a sports producer. He really doesn't like Colin Kaepernick either, but he said over the weekend when all this was going on, he said, you know, there's absolutely no reason. There are so many bad quarterbacks in the NFL right now. He said there's no reason that Colin Kaepernick should not be on a team, at least as second or third string.
But
so we'll
reason.
See where it goes.
There's one really big reason, and this is not political. This is not him kneeling and all of this junk that he probably did to save his own career. But if he can't, if he is, and Jay-Z says it best, if he is more interested in creating publicity stunts, is he going to be a distraction from most teams that would want, maybe would have picked him up? I mean, this is where he becomes his own worst enemy. If
it's
he had
true.
Gone along
yeah.
with NFL rules, and if he had allowed the teams to look at him, he mm-hmm. may have already had an offer today. But
yeah.
now he's demonstrated that he has no interest in playing by the
like
rules,
the
and
rules.
That he's more
he
interested in creating his brand than he is about actually playing football. And for that reason, is he going
you know,
to be helpful to a team environment?
Totally, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Speaking of shooting yourselves in the foot, there is more on the 737 MAX that Boeing's not going to like because United has said they are not going to be using 737 MAXs at least until springtime next year. American has said the same thing. Southwest has said the same thing. Flying out here on Friday. When did I come out? No, I came out on Thursday. I was talking to one of the people in the in the front of the plane about what's going on. Things are pretty bad at American to the point where there's almost a no-confidence vote because the people that are running in the boardroom, Doug Parker and his bunch running American, are trying to push the unions to go back to flying the 737, and the unions have said, no, we're not going to, and there's that and some other skullduggery going on. It looks like this guy may lose his job because of it, and it seems it's very interesting. Now, more people in the airlines may lose their job over this than the people at Boeing who ought to be on the street. Anyway, the whole business is very sordid. It's affected tens of thousands of flights they've had to bring back. This guy said what I said on the air. They either haven't retired some planes and they brought some old planes back to use them in place of the planes they've had to ground to keep the schedule up. So there certainly is going to be a PR problem around this for sure. At any rate, so United and these other companies are saying, no, we're not going to fly the plane. End of story. In a moment, there's a baby name website that has predicted the top names for babies and another story about a woman with a baby in New Jersey that you'll probably be interested in as we continue here on today's DJV program.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with SalonPause. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like SalonPause lidocaine patch. SalonPause lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver SalonPause box in the pain relief aisle. SalonPause, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hisamitsu.
I'm Andy Solomon. When the proposed T-Mobile and Sprint merger is complete, the new T-Mobile will deliver three initiatives that will use its nationwide 5G network to bring connectivity to millions. T-Mobile's Chief Marketing Officer, Matt Steneff.
Through our Connecting Heroes initiative, we'll give every first responder in every public and nonprofit state and local first responder agency across the country free 5G access with the highest priority of any plan on our network. Project 10 Million aims to eradicate the homework gap for students without internet access. Through an unprecedented $10 billion commitment, the new T-Mobile will give free service, hotspots, and reduced cost devices to 10 million households over 5 years. Our new T-Mobile Connect plan is just $15 a month, half off T-Mobile's lowest cost plan. Consumers on a budget will get unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigabytes of high-speed smartphone data plus annual automatic data upgrades.
For more, visit newtmobile.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of six were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dreamed of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to habitat for humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response, as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, now we got three things about babies and toddlers here. Number one, the baby name website, Jennifer, that has predicted what the best names would be. Is this for both boys and girls next year?
Yes, and non-defined, because, you know, we like to have gender-neutral names as well. Now, that's a new category. So the people behind the company Nameberry said that when we get our national list of the top girls' and boys' names of the year, that you won't, the names for 2020 won't appear until May of 2021. So Nameberry says that they have their finger on the pulse, if you will, of what names are actually popular right now. So for girls, in order of popularity, there's Ada, A-D-A-H, which is kind of weird, Reese, Mika, like Brzezinski, Paisley, Amina, Tegan, Nova, Aura, Pearl, and Billy. Good luck, ladies.
Well, yeah, some of those are pretty obvious connections to celebrities. Billy Lord is becoming a much bigger star. Carrie Fisher's daughter, you know, Mika.
Yeah, they were talking about Billy Eilish, actually.
And Billie Eilish, that's true, too, yep.
For boys, the names Austin, Alva, Acacius, Tate, Diego, Easton, Lucius, Cash, Ash, and Luca are the top. Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
What was the second one? Because it sounds like a body part to me.
Alva?
Yeah. I don't
Austin, know. Alva, Acacius, Tate, Diego, Easton, Lucius, Cash, Ash,
I never understand
Luca.
People who name their kids super popular names anyway, because then it's like, they go to elementary school and great, they have class with seven other, you know, Alvas. Like, I don't know.
Be honest, says the Jennifer, because I had a million of them running around during my school years. But I don't know. These names are pretty bad. There's not much to pick from. Now, there's the gender-neutral category that includes Ellis, Phoenix, Remy, Marlo, Shay, Zephyr, Darcy, Rowan, Quinn, and Emerson.
Those are all better names
than
the other two lists.
I wonder where their Dudleys are. There's no Dudley in that list?
No.
Sorry.
Imagine having that.
You're bubbling.
That was the only Dudley in my school. Yeah, I know. All right, here's the lesson from a lady named Patricia Larkin, who lives in Lacey Township, New Jersey. She was at an Aldi grocery store, and the cashier chased her around the store and said, "You're stealing yogurt. I can tell you got a fake baby, and you're smuggling yogurt in there."
A woman in the store accused her of that. Luckily, the cashier thought it was funny, but...
Yeah. But it was...
So another customer thought she was stealing yogurt?
Yeah, apparently. And then apparently another customer told the cashier that she was stealing yogurt because she had a fake baby and she was putting yogurt in the, you know, little baby holder that she had. And then by the time the woman got up to the cashier, they were both laughing because the baby was crying and screaming at this point. Obviously not a fake baby.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe at Whole Foods I can imagine that where it's expensive, but Aldi things are pretty cheap. Doesn't seem worth it.
Right.
For a 25-cent yogurt, but...
Yeah. You have all the huff and puff, and the baby was cute, mother was cute, so it all ended well. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
What you see is what you get. Luke Combs taking the number one spot on the Billboard album chart with his new release, What You See is What You Get. Marks his first number one on the all-country chart. Logs the largest week for a country album in over a year. Plus, it's the biggest streaming week ever for a country album as well. What You See is What You Get. Got 74 million on-demand audio streams for the 17 tracks on the album.
So how do they get paid for that?
How is that? The streaming downloads?
How do these guys get? I don't know how that
works. I don't know.
Obviously, through the streaming services must have to pay somehow, but
yeah.
I'm not sure.
Be careful what you wish for. What you see is what you get. It's the album's a second full-length studio album following his one from a couple of years ago, This One's For You, which peaked at number 4 and has been in the top 40 every week since June of 2018. Part of the surge is attributed to the successful night for Combs at last week's CMA Awards, where he won Male Vocalist of the Year and Song of the Year for Beautiful Crazy. We all know it's Beautiful versus Crazy. You know that.
He's got such a nice voice. It's very distinctive.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's nice. Combs is only 29. He's the youngest Male Vocalist of the Year winner since Clint Black won. He was 28 back in 1990 when he won. Crazy is beautiful. Combs also performed on the show, won high praise from Garth Brooks during his acceptance speech, winning Entertainer of the Year, where he said he saw that award in Combs' future. So good for him.
That's nice.
Very nice. Don't you like?
I liked his performance on the show. I really don't know anything about him until seeing him perform. Yeah. I thought he was very good.
He's Garth relatively got a little new.
Yeah, Garth got a little bit of blowback for when he called out Luke Combs when he was accepting his Entertainer of the Year because he didn't acknowledge that anyone else in the category might win it, and Carrie Underwood was the host and standing right there and wasn't really thrilled with Garth pointing out that Luke Combs would win it when she's been up for it for a while and has never won.
No such thing as perfection.
But I think because she's already at that level, I kind of got what he was saying. He's like, these up-and-coming people are going to be next on that list. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'd be almost more insulted if he said that Carrie Underwood was up-and-coming because she's already performing at that level.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Brian Adams up next here in our musical portion of this hour of the DJV program. Brian Adams unveiling his surprise new Christmas EP on Friday, featuring a new original song called Joe and Mary.
The new cut
sort of reimagines the story of Mary and Joseph as a classic rock and roll love story with the parents of the baby fleeing their small town to find a safe haven for themselves and their unborn child. Now, listen to this. Blow this down.
Than I ever remember him sounding
yeah.
before.
Yeah. But it's an interesting sort of creative. People would say it's blasphemy, but it's kind of fun, actually. Three previously released Brian Adams holiday tracks are on this EP, Christmas Time, Reggae Christmas, and Merry Christmas, and a new rendition of Must Be Santa. Yeah. Good. I'm excited to be releasing this Christmas EP, he said. It was fun to record some new tracks, make a video for Joe and Mary. Can't wait for everybody to hear them alongside of my classic Christmas song. So, there's a Christmas for Brian Adams here on the DJV Show at 28 past the hour.
During the Dodge Black Friday sales event, our gift to you is Dodge Power Dollars. That means $10 cash allowance per horsepower towards your purchase of a 2019 Dodge Charger or Challenger. Whether you're tearing up the streets in a Dodge Challenger with its available 797 horsepower or Dodge Charger with its available 485 horsepower, you'll be ready to take on winter weather. So hurry in to the Dodge Black Friday sales event today to take advantage of Dodge Power Dollars on Challenger and Charger. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/2/19.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. We do a lot during the first few days of a baby's life to make sure that they're healthy. But did you know that it's also good to check their hearing?
Earlier identification of hearing loss leads to better speech and language outcomes, better educational and better social emotional outcomes.
Dr. Jocelyn Martin says approximately 4 out of every 1,000 babies born in the U.S. have some degree of hearing loss. Two non-invasive and painless screening tools can help identify them. With the first test, the baby listens to clicking sounds, and if the inner ear works, it sends a sound out that the technology can measure.
The second test, the automated auditory brainstem response, or AABR, is similar. The baby does not have to jump or startle or raise their hand to say, I heard it.
If hearing loss is found, parents can decide about interventions, such as hearing aids, cochlear implants, or sign language. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The impeachment inquiry and now reaction to it. Former Attorney General Republican Jeff Sessions, who was running for his old Senate seat in Alabama, reacting.
I truly believe it's not close to impeachment. It's not the right way to proceed with this. Maybe Senate or House oversight is something that could be done. But to convert a normal political disagreement into an impeachment matter is really a dangerous thing.
More witnesses expected to testify Tuesday on Capitol Hill in front of Adam Schiff's committee. President Trump meeting with the chairman of the Federal Reserve, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump says he had a very good meeting with the Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell at the White House on Monday. The president tweeted that the two discussed interest rates, inflation, and the ongoing trade war with China.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Lots of things going on in the world. A lot of focus on food and food news. You get closer to Thanksgiving, a lot of people will be wondering where the fake turkey is, or can we do like Shatner? How many years ago was Shatner throw the turkey into the fryer?
In the fryer. That was had to be at least 10 years ago. But, that was a little scary. Tense times.
Yes. All right, Victoria. So what's the news today from the world of food news?
Well, some food news. Dunkin' Donuts is trending and has been all throughout the weekend. And for a good environmental reason, they are, quote-unquote, this is not me saying it, this is them saying it, that they are consciously uncoupling from foam cups. That's their campaign.
You could have taken credit for that. That would have been cool.
I don't know. Gwyneth is still feeling the blowback from that from years ago. So, but anyway, they've co-opted that now into their own advertising campaign. Starting now, this is beginning in New England. I believe they're headquartered in Boston, right, or near Boston. Dunkin' Donuts.
They're in Westboro, not far from me. Yep. Yeah.
So they started this. They call it the foam phase out. So the foam cups are being phased out. That will be completed by December 1st in the New England region. Then that's going to start rolling out through the rest of the company. or through the rest of the country, they have over 9,000 stores. And so if you go into a Dunkin' Donuts, which now it's just called Dunkin', they dropped the donuts part. That was last year, yeah, in 2018 they dropped that. And so they, in 2018, they also made a commitment to eliminate all of these polystyrene foam cups by 2020. And this year, both Maryland and Maine have actually banned styrofoam. I know this is on the books in New York and New Jersey. I'm assuming California probably as well. And so they're not recyclable. They just end up in a landfill. And I'm actually kind of amazed that Dunkin' has had these styrofoam cups for this long. Now they're going to be switching over to paper cups that are double lined. So they've been testing out the best model to use. And so that's going to be the way. And you, if you actually go into Dunkin', you will see the people working behind the counter. I guess they call them baristas, like Starbucks. They will be wearing pins saying double cup breakup with the hashtag, and that's, you'll see that probably all over social media, because apparently people don't just use one foam cup, they double the cups up because it's too hot, so it's twice as bad on the environment. So no more paper cups all the way.
All right. So there's a good food and related ancillary connections to the food business. There's a new analysis out today of data that finds 98% of youngsters, toddlers, two-thirds of infants in our country, consume too much sugar in their diet. I don't know why this is news when you look at sugar content and everything else. Why would you think it wouldn't be in baby food? American Heart Association recommends children who are under two should not have access to any sugar, which includes sweeteners and things that don't naturally occur in the food chain. But it's so hard to find that now because there's so much corn syrup and sugars of all sizes, shapes, and fashions. Cavities are created. Asthma comes out of it. Young obesity, elevated blood pressure, lipid profiles that are altered, all sorts of things. So if you have a child between the ages of 6 to 11 months, you'll probably have understood that there is sugar in the diet because everybody's eating that flavored yogurt, the baby snacks, the bakery products. And so if you're feeding your child breast milk and you're eating a lot of sugar, that's going to get through in the breast milk. Just the way it is. Whatever you eat is going to come out in the breast milk. I've told the story before about when our children were younger, Tony would drink a beer before she nursed them, and they'd conk right out. So that was how they all went to sleep at night.
Actually, the beer is supposed to make you more prolific in your breastfeeding ability.
Yes, right. It gives you more to feed as well. Yep, yeah. So if you have a youngster aged 12 to 23 months, fruit drinks, candy, sweet baked goods, primary source of these sugars, so stay away from them as well. On average, young infants consumed a teaspoon of added sugar a day, toddlers consuming about 6 teaspoons of extra sugar a day, according to the analysis. It did find, however, some good news. Overall consumption of sugars has dropped over a 5-year period among youngsters, but nutritionists warn that added sugars at these ages are also a concern because of the impact on their food preferences as they get older, kids craving more sugar. So that's another example of a word to the wise, we hope, anyway. And on the heels of that, you'll all be happy to know that Twinkies is going to become a breakfast cereal. Yes, isn't that nice? So that all these kids that are getting too much sugar can get it in the form of a Twinkies. There was a remember the shortage of Twinkies a few years ago?
Oh, right. That's when they went out of business. Remember, they were like bankrupt,
yeah,
and then they came back?
Right. Yeah, right.
People were stockpiling them. I remember reading stories about that. I think they're gross.
They're freezing them. Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's just really, when you taste them anymore. I used to like them when I was a kid. I used to like the Hostess cupcakes, the orange ones with the cream filling. I used to buy them after school. But anyway, and they've been around for 90 years making this stuff. It was created during the Depression. They were... You were talking about the bankruptcy. It was in 2012 when Hostess Foods filed for bankruptcy, and then some other company bought this, and they kept the Hostess brands. The Gores Group, which is located here in Los Angeles, it's a big investment firm, a hedge fund, now runs it, and is like everything else in the world. hedge funds, they just go, okay, well, where can we make the most money? They don't care how they make it. Let's just make it. So Twinkies then has, I guess, leased out the formula to Post cereals so they can make Twinkies breakfast cereal. Won't that be an added incentive? Right. The stuff is, when you look at the shelves, just go up and down the supermarket shelf and look at the, they talk about processed foods. This is probably the best or maybe worst example of how these things, because of advertising, God love us all who are in the advertising business, but, you know, you convince parents that their children love this stuff, or the kids see the ads on the children's program, well, mommy, 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 I want some Twinkies breakfast cereal, and are you thinking about that when you go to the grocery store? I hope you are. But that stuff is nothing but poison. Literally, it's poison, says the one who likes sugar, ice cream, candy, and cake. It is. I've really taken, this past week or so, I've really taken to re-examining what I'm eating. I eat very well, with the exception of the candy and the sugar and things, and I've just decided that I don't want to do that anymore. I just, I like ice cream, have a little here and there. But the amount of chocolate and cakes and stuff, I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
How was that birthday dessert we made you just come on Friday?
Yeah, I actually had it for breakfast on Saturday.
Good.
Yeah,
they that do was a nice about job as much with the sugar. Desserts.
Well, this was, we went, Jennifer and her father and I and a couple of her friends went to dinner on Friday night, and they had a little birthday celebration for me and her father, whose birthday is next week. And so,
pictures on Facebook today. I took the weekend off from social media and stuff, but I've got some cute pics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, so your father drinks wine.
Wait, you did that Friday night, and then you did another birthday celebration, didn't you? On
I had birthday every night this week. I had
so you birthday. Had
I had birthday with Jennifer on Friday, and birthday. Thursday night I had birthday with the kids and Miles. Friday it was birthday with Jennifer. Saturday it was birthday with Brendan and Sophie and her mother and me. And then last night it was birthday with Uri and his family. So I had that whole, every night, it was birthday night. Anyway, the point is that there's so much sugar.
Don't eat sugar.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to have to, it's hard to escape it. It's okay. It's like anything else. You do it in moderation. But if you're eating as much sugar as some of these kids are, and some of, even adults, you know, you see all this obesity around, and most of the cause of it is what you eat. It's the saturated fats and it's the sugars.
You know what? It doesn't strike you when you're not a parent until you see something. My cousin had a baby a year ago, and so we had the first birthday a couple of weekends ago. And she had never had real sugar other than what's in fruits and vegetables, never anything sugary. And so her birthday cake was the very first time she had sugar, and it was hysterical to see her face light up. And it's amazing how quickly, like, that addiction thing, like, springs in our brain. You know, even as a baby, you can go, sugar, you can see her face, and it's like, oh, this
You'll
is
remember
good.
The
and
moment.
Food for thought. In a moment, speaking of that, Kanye West compares himself to God. That's up next here. He was on with Joel Osteen. When do you hear the story? Right after this.
Bold statement. Saving money with Geico is almost better than watching football. Think about it. When you're watching the game, yelling at the quarterback to throw the ball, throw it, Williams is wide open, why are you doing this to me? Use that rocket arm, come on! They don't listen to you. But if you went into a Geico office and yelled, someone please help me save some money on car insurance, everyone would hop to it. Except the intern, because it's his first day and he doesn't even have a computer yet. See? Better. Switch and save with Geico. It's almost better than sports.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Rimbo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The Court Holiday Home BOGO Sale runs November 1st through the 30th, and the entire store is buy one, get one free with code BOGO19. Sofas, chairs, chests, BOGO. Pillows, rugs, mirrors, BOGO. Every piece is Court certified, plus financing is available. See store for details and find your nearest location at courtfurnitureoutlet.com. Don't miss the Court Holiday Home BOGO Sale. That's buy one, get one free, November 1st through the 30th. Item of equal or lesser value. Not valid with special orders, other offers, or discounts.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%, APR 4.18%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so over the weekend, Kanye West was on with Joel Osteen. Joel, if you don't know, is probably now one of the most prolific of all of the Christian messengers. He has a huge church in, I think it's Houston, yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
It's and a former he's a pretty basketball arena. That's
right,
how big his quote-unquote church is. The actual physical space is an arena.
I think his messages are good. I'm just not a big fan of how he delivers. I just think he's too show busy. Anyway, so he has Kanye West with him this past weekend. And Kanye, as soon as he gets up on the stage, says he's the greatest artist that God has ever created. And discussed Christianity with Joel Osteen and him and God and more religious ideology. And so you were talking about him during the break. I don't know that much about Kanye West, except it seems that he's a showboat. But you say he's got, he's bipolar?
Yeah, and this is not a rumor. He's confirmed this, and Kim has talked about it, and they've been very open about it on the show, I think trying to raise awareness. But he was on medication for a while, and then I guess decided that it hindered his creative abilities, and so he stopped taking the medication, and so he's not going to be touring as much anymore, because apparently a change in schedule and flights and travel and being tired can bring on episodes. So,
but how does he get gigs with guys like Osteen? What is there?
Why wouldn't Joel Osteen want to sit down? Yeah. It was TMZ practically treated it like it was the Super Bowl. It was a live stream and live updates, and Joel Osteen,
really?
That's the best publicity he's ever gotten. Yeah.
And I would say it's because, I mean, Kanye has a new gospel album that's out. So this is like, it's probably why he's there.
Yeah. All right. Well, there he goes. God and Chick-fil-A all together in the same conversation. They were talking about that, too. 10 before the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Monday brings us the Money Pit. And Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, which helps you make your home better and the environment around your home better. We always like to focus on some of the questions from our listeners, and then we'll dig around and see what's new at the Money Pit website. Robbie has a section of his floor that squeaks, but it's under the carpet.
Uh-huh.
So is there a way to fix this? And I suggested to Tom maybe he ought to get out an oil can and cut a little hole in the rug and put a little oil on that.
I don't think that Robbie would appreciate having holes in his rug. Although I have a way that you can fix this with a very tiny hole in the rug that would be hard to see, Doug. And that is, generally the reason floors squeak is because there's movement in the subfloor. And most of the time it's because there's movement in the plywood subfloor. For many, many years when they put plywood subfloors down, it was tongue and groove. And they put them down with these nails that were called coolers. And the reason they were called coolers is because they were rosin-coated. And when you drove the nail through the plywood, the friction would melt the rosin that was on it. And then theoretically, that would make it harder for the nail to back out. And that's why they called it coolers, because when they cooled, it would stay in place. Mm-hmm. Problem was that they didn't really stay in place. And when they worked out, because they had the rosin on it, they made a racket whenever there was a movement in that floor. So you get these terrible squeaks because of these nails that are rubbing in and out of the floor joists below. So what you have to do, Robbie, is this. You want to take, first of all, you need a stud finder, because you got to find the floor joist underneath the carpet. And that's pretty easy to do with the right piece of equipment, and they're not expensive. Once you know that, the way you fix this is you take a finish nail, and the best kinds of finish nails to use are the ones that are the galvanized finish nails, because they're rough on the outside, and a fairly big one, like a number 12 or so, and you drive it right through the carpet into the subfloor and into the joist below. Now, once you do that, you'll see that there's like a big dimple now in the carpet, and that's okay, because what you're going to do is grab the nap of the carpet and pull it up through the head of the finish nail, and you'll never see it again. If you do that in a couple of places around where the squeak is, you can repair a squeaking floor right through the carpet without pulling it up.
Is this the time where we talk about how bad wall-to-wall carpet is for you?
And well, I mean, look,
have wall-to-wall carpet in their home.
You definitely shouldn't have wall-to-wall carpeting in a basement. And I get surprisingly a large number of people that want to do that because you have all the conditions down there that are perfect for dust mites and mold. If you're going to have it, like, say, on a bedroom level, you know, where it's a little more comfortable, that's okay. But the thing is, if you have carpet...
What about all the chemicals that are in that stuff? That's what you smell.
Well, it's gotten better, Doug, but, I mean, really, it's just that it traps dust, you know, and it's not good for people that have any kinds of respiratory issues.
Asthma, that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Robbie, hopefully that helped you out there a little bit. You've got on your website, the Money Pit website, some bath remodeling ideas.
Yep.
That's the most common. Is it kitchen? What part of the house is most often reworked or redone?
It's kitchens and bathrooms. It's almost exclusively. I mean, that's what folks want to talk about and want to ask about more than anything else. And now there's a big push, especially with kitchens right now, because it's getting a bit late, though, but folks want to dress up their kitchens for the holidays. The kitchen, takes a lot of stress during the holidays, so they either want to get ready for it or after the holidays. There's also a big push because people have had it. That's the last time I'm going to deal with that, you know, mm-hmm. and they're ready to move on and update. So we do see a lot of kitchen questions right before and right after the holidays.
Yeah, all right. So there's that. Now, how about Mel and his situation? He's got an interior that was painted 12 or so years ago in semi-gloss. Mm-hmm. How do I prepare the walls before painting with satin? What is satin? Is not
well.
Tell us about the gradient levels of paint. Semi-gloss, gloss, satin. What's
all
that?
Flat. Then you have eggshell, which is a little more shinier than flat. And then you have semi-gloss, and then you have gloss.
Okay.
And satin is sort of that semi-gloss, and satin are kind of the same. You usually use satin. Usually use that term when you're talking about urethanes and that sort of thing, clear finishes. But anyway, so what you need to do is clean it first. And what I would recommend, and I'll give you a trick of the trade for this, is to use TSP, a mixture of TSP, that's trisodium phosphate. You'll find that at the hardware store, in the home centers, in the painting aisle. It's powder. You mix it up. You want to wash the walls down really well. And the trick is, go out and buy yourself a brand new floor mop, the kind that has the sponge mop, just a cheap one, because then you can dip it into the solution and then use that to wash the walls. The alternative is you got to get up on a ladder and you can do it by hand, but I've done it with a sponge mop and you get the job done really quick and much better as a result. So you can rinse it, you can wash it and rinse it that way. Once it's really clean, then I want you to prime the walls, and once you prime them, you'll be good to go with whatever you want to put on top of it.
Yeah, use those Libman, the Libman washer things that have a sponge on the end of them. Those folks are my friends, so I like to plug them when I can. Tom Kreidler, I like to plug him when I can, too, because he's got a great show. It's MoneyPit.com, the website, 59 past the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.